What problems have you got ahead of this one?
No Nathan Smith, no Armand out. We'll know a little bit more about Nathan later on today, but he definitely won't make the game tomorrow. So, you know, it is what it is, isn't it? Again, you're disappointed, but we're going down there. We're looking forward to the game. And, you know, if someone offered us, you know, a game 3-4 games ago that we could still be in a competitive position, you know, we'd have bit the hand off. And we are still in there, and that's every credit to the players for the reason why we are.
Obviously a blow to lose Smith, but how pleased were you with the way that you adapted to that loss?
No, not particularly pleased, if I be truthful, because Connor Townsend is a very, very potentially top-class left-back. And unfortunately, he was always brought in to give us cover, to break into the team possibly and put Nathan under pressure. The reason Connor hasn't broken into the team is because of Nathan's excellent form. Nathan's been one of our standout players now since I come into the club. You know, so Connor hasn't had an opportunity to show people. He's played central midfield, he's played left side of midfield, he's kept his head down, he's never caused anyone a minute's problem. Then all of a sudden he slots in at left back Saturday and it looks like he's been there for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, he did do really well for you there. Did you always feel that he would naturally just slot into that position anyway?
Yeah, we did. When I first come in, I brought him into play. You know, I thought Connor could come in and if we need a left back, he can go in. But Nathan's form, I think, has been there for everyone to see. You know, so that opportunity, Connor's been a great lad around the club. He's gaining vital first team experience. Now, an opportunity's come for him to play left back. You know, certainly if he can play the remaining games of the season while Nathan's injured like he did when he went there on Saturday, I don't think we'll have any qualms.
What's your early feeling on the seriousness to Smith's injury? What are they telling you?
You know, he's got a problem with his foot, so, you know, we'll know a lot more today. It's obviously not good. It's with the weeks running out for the season, the easiest thing to say for everyone is that he could be out for the season, but the season's not too far away for anyone. So while we're disappointed and we won't go too much into it until we know for sure what Nathan is, it's a huge blow because certainly, again, I can only reiterate he's been one of my standout players and this club's standout players for the short time I've been here.
And to lose Armand, obviously, is disappointing. Was that always a risk, though, given that he was new to the game and the amount of games he was having to play? And obviously, I guess, not a lot of room for rest and recovery time in between games for a player that's new as well.
He hasn't been training, though. It's, to be fair to Armand, it's been a continuous cycle of minor niggles rather than anything big. This is probably the most serious one that he's had. That's going to keep him out for a couple of 3 weeks. You know, so, you know, the lack of training time has been more to do with possibly the game schedule than actually the lad being not fit, you know. But again, when you're playing every games, tough games, tagging them away, Oxford's away, Cheltenham's away, these are tough games for anyone. And any lad who's ticking every game off has to show a little bit of character now and again, because I think you'll find with the likes of Togwells and Herds and Coopers, they all have knocks. You hear me? They all have knocks. Every club will tell you, every manager will tell you, you know, and it's important that them lads dust themselves down and they're ready to go again. You know, Armand's new to the game, he's new to the club, he's new to professional football. So, you know, we all want him to be fit and available for selection. If he's not, he's not, and there's nothing anyone can do. You know, we have to pick teams around that, and that's what a squad comes to get help for.
What is it that he's done?
He's got a problem at the back of his knee, down by his hamstring or that area. Again, I'm not, you know, medically I don't get involved in a lot. You know, I'm not really, I struggle to be a manager, so I'm not really getting into the physiotherapy one. You know, I go off what Jamie tells us, and there's a problem there that we've been told to be a couple of weeks. So it's a blow, you know, of course it is, because these are good games we're playing in at the minute. You know, keep telling our lads, while you've got a chance of doing something, don't give that chance up. Don't give it up easily. And we still give ourselves a chance, because if we won every game from now till the end of the season, then we would be in a good situation, wouldn't we? And that's the challenge. You know, people always say, well, if we get this or we get that, but you could fall short doing that. You know, we know that if we win every game from now till the end of the season, our season will continue. It's only 8 games to go. What a great challenge for everyone that is.
How capable are you of doing that? I mean, obviously, defensively, you've got a terrific platform to be able to do that, haven't you?
I think we could be speaking on Friday and it could all be over. You know, I'm not trying to be clever with this. Are you with me? I think what we've seen in the last few games, certainly Cheltenham away, we didn't deserve to lose at Cheltenham. You know, and the lads after the dressing room, there's no criticism. Said to our lads, as a manager, I can only criticise and when things don't go well. At Cheltenham, we've done not a lot wrong. Now, unfortunately for us, that could happen again very soon. And if that happens, it'll make it very difficult. But while we're still going, you know, while we're coming back from games like Oxford, who had a very strong football team who are doing really well, you know, we'll go to Torquay, which offers a challenge, team fighting for their lives. When you're at the bottom of that table, you fight. You know, and we've got a big fight on ourselves, because if we can go there and win, there's only 7 games to go. And each time you chalk one of them games off with 3 points next to your name, it doesn't half help.
I read somewhere you've not conceded a first-half goal since early January.
Probably haven't scored one either, have we?
Well, true enough, but what do you put that down to?
Hard work. hard work. You know, managers always get credit when things go well, and it's players. Football clubs are about players all the time, and when you have good players and you have, you know, what we've now identified probably a little bit more so is what the strengths of our players are. You know, I think a catalyst to what we do is Hayden Togwell in the middle of the pitch. You know, they've been very strong in there together, you know, and Trotman and Cooper have formed a formidable partnership. So right away you can see the strength of our team is four experienced, strong boys in the middle of the pitch. So it does lead to clean sheets. Around that, we want more people in the box and we want to be more of a threat. You know, so certainly working on the basis of not conceding has been quite an easy challenge, in my opinion. The big challenge for any manager is to be open, attacking and score goals. You know, that's a side of the game that, you know, that is more difficult, you know, and you've got to work on. You know, but certainly at the minute, touch wood, things are going well. I'm not a stupid manager. I can change in a day. And I don't mind that, because what I see at the minute is the attitude of the players is correct. The mentality of the players is in a good place. They've been challenged at Dagenham's and Cheltenham's and Bristol Rovers that this season could be over if we lose. And I think they're showing all our supporters that just quite at the minute, they don't want the season to be over. And that's the pleasing thing, because that when the season does end, for right or wrong, we look back on it, the likelihood of it not being a very good one for this club. But at least we're going out at the right manner and trying to keep it going for as long as we can, and that's important.
Do you throw caution to the wind?
No, we keep defending well and we'll score. You know, we keep doing the things that are making us solid and hard to beat. There's not a situation yet. If we drew tomorrow night at Torquay and beat Plymouth, would we still be in the picture? Of course we would. You know, we're going into big games now that you can't lose. You know, so going forward, for us, the challenge is to win every game. Obviously, if you don't win, you don't lose. You know, going forward, we can't sort of give ourselves a comfort fallout, if you like, to say, well, if we only win six, or we can't do that. There's eight games to go and we've got no room for that.
Do you expect one or two to falter above you as well, because the pressure is so intense now?
Don't particularly care. I've got no interest in other clubs. I've got no interest in league tables. I continually listen to other managers and I see some of the articles that they write, and wow, the best thing I can say is wow. I don't get involved in that. I don't make excuses why we don't win at this club. I concentrate on my own players, I have my own club, and I work my hardest to get the best out of what we're doing.
Is it difficult to squeeze that little bit extra out of players at this stage of the season?
Would you want to play in Wembley in the sunshine in front of 60,000 people?
I think I could make myself available, yeah.
Not very difficult, is it? It depends what you're in football for, doesn't it? Mm. You know, that's the thing nowadays with modern-day footballers, it can be a challenge. You know, modern-day footballers, and this is what you offer up, the best ones are multi-millionaires, but they still show the desire to play. You know, Ryan Giggs could go and get on a beach somewhere and retire for the rest of his life. He don't want to do that because he knows what football means to him. You know, and sometimes our players need to be everyone's players. You know, that, you know, good players always turn up. I have stupid little expressions. You know, you should never give up on something because, you know, the way you want to be never changes. Every year you watch players winning at Wembley in playoff finals and scoring goals, and every player in the country thinks for that brief spell, I wish it was me. Well, you have something you can do about that. And it seems to get lost in the winter months, doesn't it? It's not lost on us.
Because if you win at the weekend, you say you don't look at league tables. I don't believe that, by the way. But it is down to 8 points now. If you can win at Torquay, it's down to five. Suddenly, there's a shift in mentality, isn't there? Maybe not within, but certainly from the outside, among the fan base too. Suddenly, the season is bubbling up again.
Well, if you ask if we have 100 supporters, and ask them, is our season over? Well, there'll be about, at our club, and I mightn't be wrong in saying this, and I might get into big trouble, there'll be a coach or two leaving to Torquay tomorrow night. Do they think the season's over? There's a coach leaving from the ground this morning. We don't think the season's over as well. You know, so the important thing is I can't convince everyone what's right and wrong. I know how hard I work, and I know how hard the players are working. I know we don't make excuses. I know we don't hide behind nothing. We just try and go out and get the correct result.
And I guess no matter what happens, you need to finish with some momentum to take with you into the summer months and obviously build on for the start of next.
I don't think that... What's momentum? You hear me? I don't believe in it. If we don't get in the playoffs this year, it'll be a bad season for this football club. There's no such thing as momentum. You know, we've got to regroup then and make sure next year is not the same as this.
But you don't think going on a winning run, irrespective of what happens, will give people a lift going into the summer months and perhaps, you know, hope for next?
If we go on a winning run, our season might end. Just win. You hear me? I think sometimes even with press and everyone, and you just do your job rightly so. I've got no issues with it. But I'm saying it's 1 week, sir. You know, if you look at David Moyes as a manager, a week in football,
Absolutely.
Are you with me? Yeah. You know, David Moyes is a top, top, top manager. There's no getting away from that. Yet he's just had a week where people question what he does. Wow. I just like to come in, go down to Torquay tomorrow and try and win the game. If we win tomorrow night, we'll have a press conference Friday, and I would imagine it'll be a more enjoyable one than the one we've had today.
How's Matt Richards after getting the goal at the weekend?
Very disappointed, sick, unhappy, lacking in confidence. Red footy, innit? I think Mark, you know, and again, when we're not scoring it, all the pressure goes on to Mark. And at football clubs, to do well, you need everyone. You know, Tommy Lee makes a save first half at Oxford that keeps us in the game. Doesn't keep us in the game, sorry, but keeps the scoreline at 1-0. The reason why Tommy Lee's here is because he's a top-class goalie. He's been given a longer contract. Mark Richards is here for the same reasons. We've got great belief in him that he's a top-class striker. The more top-class players you have at the club, the quicker we'll get where we want to be.
We spoke to him afterwards. He said actually he does feel refreshed having been left out for the game previous.
You haven't seen the team for Torquay then.
Oh, right, OK. You're not playing then.
No, of course he is. But, you know, this is the... You know, psychologically, in football now, this is, you know, what you deal with. Mark got a little kick up the bum, didn't he? Let's have it right. You know, Mark got a little kick up the bum that Armand and Jack were selected before him. It's football. And the first thing you hate at anyone's time is people's pride. Mark's got pride like everyone else. Mm. And you know what? He's also got a lot of talent and ability. And every now and again, everyone needs that little kick up the backside or whatever you can to refocus, to do whatever it is, to be refreshed, if you like. And he comes back and we know he's a top player. There's no getting away from it. Mark Richards is a very, very, very good footballer. The more goals he scores for us makes us all happy.
And he's more than just a goal scorer, isn't he? He's got so much more to his game than that.
Really, you know, from when Mark comes into the club on a Monday morning, he trains really well. He's a very, very good professional. He conducts himself in a correct and right manner, and he goes on the pitch and he has got a desire to win. You know, and I think sometimes when we go through our little patches of not scoring, it's easy to blame Mark. You know, a defender hasn't scored a goal from a set piece at this club for too long. Yet we don't blame them. Are you with me? You know, midfielders don't contribute. We don't stop them going forward. We don't say you can't. You know, now and again when we're not scoring, it's easy to say, Mark Richards this, Mark Richards that. You know, he's had 3 or 4 hamstring injuries this year that have put him out the team at crucial times. He's had a stop-start season. These are all the facts. Unfortunately for us, he's also still a very good player.
Yeah. And Torquay next, you're on the road again. How do you see this one?
Long, far away. I think it's a very tough game. I think, you know, from a manager's point of view, everyone thinks, well, you go to Torquay and you just win. There's no such thing in this league. Every game in this league is very, very competitive. I think the bottom of the league is probably the most exciting it's been for a long time. I'm certainly glad I'm not down there, you know, because that's the difficulty, that you must win games to get out, because teams at the bottom are now putting runs together. So Torquay will look at a home game against what they'll consider a mid-table Chesterfield team as a very much a winnable game. Mm. You know, we've got to make sure that we address that.
Obviously, Martin Ling's not there at the moment. He's been moved to one side for obvious reasons. But Alan Neil's in there. Someone actually worked here on the coaching staff.
I think
that's a difficult situation to go in, isn't it?
Martin was at our game Saturday.
Right.
You know, and Big Mark Crossley spoke to him. And, you know, certainly before the game, we wish Martin well with everything that's going on in his life. We hope he has a speedy recovery. And, you know, he's back managing the club, that he's had great success at very, very quickly, because he's a smashing guy. You know, certain Alan's gone in there now with a job to do. You know, certainly from the way they played at Southend on Saturday, they're obviously doing it well, because they very much offered a threat in the game. You know, so again, you know, we wish Alan the best of luck down there, but certainly not tomorrow night.
You're training on the beach, aren't you?
I'm going to have a little go. I think so. See if we can get
it. Staying in the Grosvenor as well, are you?
I don't know. I don't have to ask Chris Turner that one. No, but it's just a little bit different, isn't it? Not for the lads, because there's not a lot of training. Now, we're going to set off now nice and early this morning. We're going to get down there and beat the traffic. You know, we're going to get on the beach with a ball and see. Let the lads have a little stretch of the legs and off to bed early, and hopefully look forward to 3 points, because I do think if we could win tomorrow night, it doesn't half lift everyone's season.